Well, she's still on holidays, but she's actually back next week, the 25th. Sharina.
Are you sure about that, Dale?
Yeah, we're on the 25th. Maybe there's a bit of cricket involved.
Well, I don't know if I can remember how to do the show. It's been so long.
Don't worry. I took notes and I'll be able to guide you through it.
Yeah.
How are you? You're enjoying your time off?
Yes. Oh, look, I've had a lovely time. I was just at Club Cronulla.
I was just about to ask you.
It was a wonderful show down there, and I had a lovely shopping day and just a whole lot of fun down there in the beautiful sunshine.
Oh, okay. Well, you were an old Cronulla chick going way back, weren't you?
I used to have a surfboard with my friend, and she turned up, Sandra, when we were like sort of 17 to the 24 set, you know, and we had our surfboards and we were out there checking out the guys and down there at
So you went back, yeah, you went back and relived your past?
I did have a little bit of a flick of it.
What, by checking out the guys down at the beach?
Yeah, nobody seemed to be over 30 down there, though.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. You ready for the stars?
Yeah, I certainly have.
Okay, let's kick off with Aries, Sharina.
We certainly will. Okay, yep. Look, difficulties will be easily overcome, and you're really going to start something new and exciting and be more creative in 2015. And there's a few obstacles and challenges to face, but success is more than likely.
Ooh, that's exciting. Taurus is next.
Be careful not to start something new at present, as it's a difficult time. But you're soon going to lay the foundations for your success that's going to come in the future. And also you're going to find that there's some travel setting the course for the success at this time. Your future is manifesting now and your life is taking new roads or directions.
Ah, Gemini is up next.
Situations can usually be resolved if they are confronted wisely. But if you are struggling to overcome a problem, give up and let it go. The vibes are really sizzling, red hot. Get the red undies on. Thank you for Love Matters this week. And a huge vibe around singles meeting someone special.
Ah, Cancer's next.
Okay, cooperation's going to bring progress and good organisational help is going to come from someone in authority. Just be grateful for this and accept the assistance gracefully. It take your time because you're going to see a lot of progress in the near future. But for now, remember that someone steady is going to win the race. Be patient, be kind, and kick those goals.
Okay, and Sharina, what's happening for Leo?
Present situations are becoming difficult, but if you are cautious, you're going to succeed. Watch out for affairs of the heart because they could cause future problems. And beware of temptations. Ooh la la, you know what I'm talking about right now.
Virgo's next.
Okay, you're going to feel really great. It's an excellent week for networking and taking many walks down memory lane. Many will find a soulmate in 2015. And be out and about as much as you can. Dress to impress. And if you can wear fuchsia colours, red undies for the men, thank you very much, and accept situations for what they are and don't complain. Stay away from negative people and whingers.
Okay, and lovely Libras next, Sharina.
Oh, the best star sign, thank you. Okay, do not boast Librans about material success and help out someone in need for speedy spiritual growth. Proceed and you're going to feel really confident over some success that's coming your way. Offers are coming thick and fast. Beware once again, Librans, of temptations of the heart.
Ah, Scorpio's next. Scorpio's
yes,
the best sign.
How are you going with Scorpio?
Going okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any swoons happening over the Christmas break?
No, I was too busy working.
You're a workaholic, I tell you what. Take time to spin the roses. That's what Scorpios need to do. You're ready to move on in a new area of your life and you're going to gain a lot of wise wisdom and advice from an older, more experienced person. An offer is also likely. You're going to be taking a hard look at your life and your goals, hopes and wishes and dreams, and you're asking yourself, is this really still what I really want? And you're going to actually drop some things and take the ones that are working into pursuing more things for the future.
Oh, terrific. I'm taking note of that. Sagittarius is next, Sharina.
Absolutely. Okay, get out and get rid of that clutter and baggage. It's currently stopping you from reaching your goals. You're going to also make some self-sacrifices, and there's kindness to others is needed right now. Charity work is really ideal, but expect the unexpected. Stick to your principles and do not give in to temptations. Gee, there's a lot of people with temptations this week.
Capricorn is next.
New directions are unfolding and helping those less fortunate is going to be linked to success and luck financially or personally. You have an abundance of energy, but use your power wisely.
Ooh. Next is Aquarius.
Family happiness is the utmost importance now, so give them more of your time and make them your number one priority.
And last but not least, your area is Pisces.
There's a few setbacks around Pisces, but it's only going to make you more determined and test your strengths. There's some really pleasant times with those that you hold close to your heart are foretold. And you're finding also that some strange chance meetings could incite feelings that you haven't felt for quite some time. Ooh la la. Now, Dale, I've got a new club. We had a really great time at the Cronulla Club. We've got the Halekulani Club, and that's happening on the 27th of... February. 27th of February for the Halekulani Club, and it's going to be... I will be there doing private readings after the two-hour show because of requests, but I'm not going to do 100, you know, like, just a few people. And that's at Budgieroy on the Central Coast. Sharina Staff Facebook is the Facebook page for new information about the club tours, the shows, and all that. And I'm back on air next week after the cricket, a short show.
Yeah.
The rains?
Yeah,
we
might have to do a rain dance, Sharina.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so we're back on air next week, and also we're going to find that you can go to Sharina.com for charts because lots of people are already in the charts, but there is a two-week wait.
Yeah, yeah. But if you are on Facebook, Sharina Star Facebook is probably the best way to keep up on a lot of things that are happening. There's lots of tips there. There's lots of little advice. And it's actually got a nice little community now with a lot of the people
that?
Who follow. Yeah, they're all chattering amongst themselves
that's
as well.
People deciding things like, what about when we had that woman that was... Oh, very, very sad news around there. I think there's been a bit of a slip with Cindy's daughter. But
oh, yeah. But you put that out to air.
Helping her out on the Facebook page.
A lot of people wrote on the Facebook page for giving her advice.
We had 80.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. You've got a lot of followers there, Sharon. Have you got a little feng shui tip for the coming week? I suppose people will start, well, they're pretty much going back to work now. So anything to march into the year with?
I think the most important thing to come back to the year with is that you've decluttered your office and you've deleted all the old emails and all those people that never got back to you and you're waiting to see and then keeping their email in case they do. Delete. Remember that word, delete, and get rid of that. Clean out your drawers. Get some fresh pads. Get the printer all, you know, working out right. Smarten up that office around work, okay? And if you're not working... smarten up your home. Get some lemon through the home, you know, detox. You should have done that by now, a little bit of lemon spraying through. Fresh garden. This is an ideal time, especially if you've got passion fruit. Fruit trees are very lucky if you haven't done that, to get a veggie patch or some fruit trees. Something that you're actually able to eat from the land, because that is the luckiest tip I can give anyone today.
Oh, really?
Good health, well-being.
Oh, okay. I've got a mulberry tree.
You've got a mulberry tree.
I have got a mulberry tree. I'm thinking of getting rid of it, though.
One that has the silverfish?
No. You get little, what are they called? Silkworms or something. Eat the mulberry leaves.
What was the go with those silkworms? I remember when I was a kid, we used to have
used to collect them.
Sort of thing, and you had silkworms. What were they? I can't remember what they were about.
I can't remember, but they used to eat mulberry leaves, and I think also, did they turn into a moth or something? I can't remember. Oh, and they made silk.
No, I just vaguely remember having them under the bed.
Silkworms under your bed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What, right next to the mirror and the lemon?
Yeah, that's correct. That's right.
No, but I'm thinking of getting rid of it.
Any more tips on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting rid of the mulberry tree because it's right next to my clothesline. So when it's blooming with the mulberries...
One of those could drop on your shoulder when you're doing clothes.
What's that?
One of those silkworms could fall off the leaf when you're doing your washing, hanging up on the line.
No, I've got more of a problem with the mulberries falling off and putting the white sheets out and having mulberry stains on them. And now...
sheets, you said.
Yeah, but now the bats get in there and starting...
He's got bats in his backyard.
Oh, I've got heaps of bats in the whole area.
Bats in your backyard, silkworms.
I've got them in my belfry.
What was the other thing you said you had?
No, I've got mulberries. I haven't got the silkworms, but silkworms eat mulberry leaves. That's one thing I remember from being a child.
Okay, yeah. Right, okay.
No, I've got mulberry tree. I've got a fig tree too, but I haven't eaten any of the figs from it.
Do you live at Jurassic Park?
I'll have to have a check. Okay, Sharina. Well, look, I'm looking forward to catching up with you next Sunday night, the 25th.
So everybody can start ringing through. Look, it might be an early show if it rains, hopefully.
We'll do
and
a dance.
Also, otherwise we're on and they can ring through and get some readings at 13, 13, 32 next week and they can find all the information from the Facebook page, what's happening.
Good on you, Sharina. Catch you next week.
Dale. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.